Joining us now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. I want to appreciate you having me on every week. It's always great. Thank you.
And likewise, Mr. Mayor. Well, today we're talking on a very rainy Thursday, and I'm sure this rain is very welcome to you in the city.
It is. I actually just spoke to Brian Nardelli, our fire chief, and again, everywhere across the Commonwealth is in a drought. So it is, and it's going to rain tomorrow as well. So again, we'll take anything we can get. But again, we are optimistic that this will help. We had a massive brush fire again at Blue Hills recently. And so, you know, the fire chief in his capacity, as I said in the past, has already issued a prohibition against outdoor fireplaces, chimneys, fire pits. So I know a lot of people during Thanksgiving like to do that. But in the city of Brockton this year, out of abundance of caution and safety, they're not allowed.
Now, I also have to ask, kind of on a related note to that, while we do welcome the rain, of course, it's been so dry, do you have any flooding issues you're concerned about with this?
We don't, no. I mean, based upon the amount of flow coming in, we do not anticipate anything whatsoever. So, you know, our catch basins have been cleaned out. Pat Hill, our DPW commissioner, is actively working with, you know, his team to make sure that we're in good shape. Again, we do have some wetlands in the city of Brockton. A lot of people don't expect Brockton, but to have stuff like that. But, you know, we still have some farmland in the city of Brockton as well. So, again, we love the rain. We are excited that, you know, it's going to help our efforts. And, again, we'll have to see if it's going to be a bad winter in terms of snow accumulation or not. That's yet to be determined.
And are there any water restrictions in the city still at this time?
No, not at this time. There's not, Dan. I know other municipalities are doing that. We haven't got to that point yet. I mean, the biggest thing is, again, because there's so much brush fires and you know, can lead to some serious issues, including death. And, you know, we're taking that as a serious thing. And I want to thank the brave men and women. We actually had two firefighters this week. I went up to Worcester. They received a merit award for their valor from the governor. And then a third one, Deputy Eddie Williams, received the Fire Marshal's Award. So I really appreciate all the men and women that serve our fire department, our police department, and EMS.
Now, another issue I wanted to talk to you about is an encampment ordinance. We talked about that last week. What's the status with that right now?
You know, it's still on my table. I have not signed it. I am very concerned about it. I've said this from day one. I'm the mayor of everybody in the city of Brockton, 106,000. Those that are fortunate to have a roof over their head, and those that are dealing with homelessness. And, you know, I don't want it to be punitive in any way. And people need wraparound services. They need, you know, social services. So, again, I have some time. I'm working with a law department, but I have not signed that. And I am really, really concerned about how it was passed.
Now, it's also going to be an Adoption Day event in the city this weekend, I believe.
It's an annual event. It's an unbelievable event, and it's always held at the Brockton District Court. Our family and probate judge is always there, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. I've been able to attend on several occasions, and it's just great for the child that's been adopted into a new family, and the parents are just thrilled, and it's just what it's all about, right? It's about, you know, going into the holiday season with family and friends, but the adoption process, you know, takes a long time. But, you know, the wait is worth it. And I've been able to visit it and view it. And I'm really excited. It happens every year here in the city of Brockton on Main Street and District Court.
Something else also to look forward to is the holiday parade.
You know, Dan, I'm glad you asked me about that. So we have the annual parade every year. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which, again, will be November 30th. We have over 60 different organizations participating to march in the parade. You know, we have it a family fun event. It's always really great to celebrate the holidays here in the city of Brock. You don't have to be a Brockton resident. The kickoff for the family fun entertainment is at 10 a.m. outside of City Hall. We unfortunately can't do it in City Hall this year because of the construction project, but it's 10 to 12 outside. We have vendors, we have food trucks, and then the parade kicks off at 12 o'clock. It concludes at 1 o'clock. We light the holiday tree. And then across the street this year is going to be a Winter Wonderland sponsored by the Brockton Police Department. And that goes from 1 to 4. So it's a really wonderful day in the city of Brockton before the 10 o'clock family fun. The main library on Main Street is going to have some crafts and different things for the children as well. So it's a great day in the city of Brockton. The parade's always great. Bands, children, and seniors and veterans, and it's what Brockton's about. And again, I want to wish everybody, because I won't be speaking to you next week, Dan, because of Thanksgiving, but I want to wish everybody from my family to yours, Dan, and to everybody listening, a happy Thanksgiving. And then going into Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and the New Year, I look forward to continuing to speak with you on a weekly basis.
All right. Now, two other things I just wanted to talk to you about quickly. You were recently at a playground ribbon cutting.
We've been doing a lot of ribbon cuttings because of the ARPA money, the American Rescue money. And again, I allotted millions of dollars for renovations of the senior center, for our Council on Aging, for our war memorial to represent our veterans, the city hall. But also, I wanted seven wards in the city of Brockton to benefit the boys and girls. So we've been able to do three playground cuttings already. The ribbon cuttings, we're spending a lot of money on these, but they're legacy projects, and you know, I'm excited to continue that. So we have three down. We have five more to go in the city of Brockton, and you know, that's what it's about, to get money and spend it in a way that's going to have a real benefit for generations to come.
And there's also a sneaker giveaway at one of the local schools.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett, the backup quarterback, was there as well. I'm so excited. 800 sneakers were given out to the boys and girls over at the school, and I want to thank everybody that participated in it. I know it was an organization that came to Brockton, and they were able to bring Mr. Brissett. And so, again, they were able to meet a professional athlete that plays for New England Patriots, but also get some baseball hats, some Celtics hats, and then some wonderful, wonderful shoes. So kudos to everybody. That was a wonderful event in the City of Champions.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. And also, I wanted to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, Dan, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Sounds good. Brockton Mayor Bye-bye. Robert Sullivan.